Yo, what's up, hey, guys? What's up? What's up? Welcome back.
This is up, Bad Times with
Sean Lawrence.
Sean Lawrence.
And this is Nolan, right?
Yeah, what's up? I thought you were, going to me instead of going to him.
Like, I was going to give it a
chance. Unfortunately, I was not, and it was the wrong timing. This is Nolan. And,
hey, what's up?
You know, let me give a little introduction. Introduction.
Hey, I'm Nolan. Long-time friend of Sean since, like, what did we say it was, 2006?
2006, about? 7, yeah, around there. Around there. Fucking long time.
And then him, met Lawrence in, freshman year of high school?
Yeah, let's go sophomore.
Is it sophomore?
sophomore.
Yeah. But we've all known each other a good amount of times.
Yeah.
And unfortunately... we did do a podcast with Nolan.
This is not the first one.
This is not the first time. It was a great podcast.
It was great.
Great content.
Amazing conversation. Mm-hmm. Didn't press record. I think we've touched on this. on this a couple times, but it's all right.
It's on me.
But now's the time for
redemption.
A better podcast.
Yeah.
That one, maybe it had some bad juju we didn't know about, and now it's gone. Maybe there was a reason.
Maybe like a slip up or two. Maybe this time no slip ups.
Exactly.
No
slip ups. This is perfection incarnate, right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Carnage.
Exactly.
I don't know. The post credit for that was leaked.
I have not seen it.
I haven't seen.
Did you
Venom.
See it?
I saw
the leaked post credit scenes for Vintage. Let There Be Carnage.
Vintage is good.
Let There Be Carnage.
Vintage is good.
Do you guys care?
I've seen the trailers.
Do you guys care?
Does it connect to something or like
to the MCU?
Wow,
very, very strongly.
Okay,
like, what was it, like Fantastic Four or some shit?
So at the end of Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Oh wait, hold on. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I haven't seen it.
Venom,
I don't
Let
care.
There Be Carnage, but it's Venom, so yeah. It's really like.
Shit?
Do you care about the Venom movies?
No.
Exactly. Who gives a fuck about the Venom?
I haven't seen them.
Didn't know they were old ones.
I want to see them. But
I'm gonna have to watch them now because of this post credit.
You haven't seen the first one?
I was gonna watch them, but. I've seen
the first one.
Because of this post-credit scene. So in the post-credit scene, it starts out with Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock. He's in this like vacation spot for some reason, I guess. In the movie, he has to destroy some shit, go on vacation, and then he's relaxing in like the Bahamas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he's just in there in the bed, talking to Venom. Then all of a sudden, everything starts shaking. He looks outside, it's a big yellow light. And then like the whole room... like fucking transforms like how it did in WandaVision, you know, how like when Wanda was like doing her powers and like it was like staticky and it like made things different realities like black and white and then it went to the modern, and so that happened and like everything transformed, his backpack, his clothes, everything, and then like I think it was like a suitcase turned into a TV, and on the TV was I don't know, fucking understand, it didn't make any sense, but
it's a lot,
but then on the TV screen, talking, was J. Jonah Jameson, the same clip from Far From Home, where he was talking about Peter Parker as Spider-Man.
Really?
And then Venom comes out, he's like, I know that guy. He looks tasty, and starts licking the screen. And Eddie Brock's like, what is going on? And then they, like, look around, and then the guy who actually has the hotel room is coming in there, because they're in a different reality. Because he went that was actually, like, from... the No Way Home.
Yep,
that's when they made like everybody that. Come to the universe. Yep. So I mean, that's what supposedly he's going to be in the Sinister Six. So he's going to be the sixth villain in the Spider-Man movies.
Interesting,
because that's apparently what it's going to look like when these people get transported into the MCU universe that we know of after the events of Loki and WandaVision, everything like that.
Okay,
it's pretty crazy.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, that is
I didn't know that.
When I learned about it, I was like, now I have to watch the Venom movies because now I got to catch up with that, because now it is canon to the MCU.
I was just
going to
watch them for the just the sole aspect of watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
of course.
Because, I get that.
Yeah.
Of course.
But I mean, apparently they're a good watch.
Yeah.
Speaking of good watches, I mean,
what's a good watch?
Black Widow. You ever seen Black Widow?
I have seen Black Widow.
Black Widow's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I really, really enjoyed it. I mean, considering we know the outcome of Natasha Romanoff.
She's dead.
She died in Endgame? Very sadly.
Endgame, yeah.
And
spoilers.
I mean, if you haven't seen Endgame yet,
you haven't seen it, you suck.
No more Black Widow.
Yeah, no more Black Widow.
Black Widow spoilers. I mean,
yeah, Black Widow spoilers.
Yes.
For the movie,
yes.
But,
yeah, she dies in the end.
She is dead. She is dead. post-credits scene for that was actually awesome.
Yes, that was really good. It made me excited.
I was very excited for the Thunderbolts. Yep. New Avengers coming up. But the whole movie, the story on Black Widow was just really good. And
iffy.
Here comes the controversy.
It was just an iffy story. It wasn't... Come on.
Women being brainwashed movie. And then kind of being...
It's not a good movie, guys. It's not even top 10.
Her being brainwashed and trained and to kill and everything, and her getting away from it. Like, that's a great story.
If this movie
going
came
back
out,
to seeing her
if this movie
old
came out
again,
back in like 2012, or like when it's set between Civil War. If it would have came out like during then, maybe this is going to get more. But like now, it's like she's dead already.
But what I'm confused about is that you said it was better than Black. It was Black Panther was better than Black Widow.
That is very true.
Let's delve deep into that.
Yes.
What exactly is better?
Everything. Michael B. Jordan. Chadwick.
See, this is where a lot of controversy is going to come in, with like the audience and everything.
I mean, I feel like it's just movie critique here. You know, I mean,
I preferred Black Widow over Black Panther.
Black Panther's,
Black Panther's a great watch.
It's still a great movie.
And Black Widow is a great watch. They're both great movies. But Black Widow.
What it showcases, I think the graphics that they put in there, it's great. It's just
so at the end, when they were fighting, that CG that was unfinished.
Wait, unfinished? What CG?
Killmonger and Black Panther, when they were fighting in the train, like when the trains was like. It was unfinished. They rushed it and released it before it was done.
But you liked Black Widow.
There wasn't really,
I mean,
that much CG besides the skydiving bit.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is Black Widow was weak. It was a weak movie.
Hey, it's your opinion.
Could have been better.
It is your opinion. It could have been better. They did delay it. It was supposed to come out earlier.
I don't remember how much earlier, but I know.
It was supposed to come out like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think it was supposed to come out after... Far From Home, actually.
Far From Home came out in December of 2019, right? Or November, something like that. July? No, it was July, because we went and saw it.
Yeah, and then...
Because it's on the list,
and then November
July.
Was supposed to be, I believe, when Black Widow was supposed to come out.
No, because Black Widow was supposed to come out in... because they took the break. They took a break because Phase 4 ended.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they were, like, starting that. So, like, that was supposed to come out, I think, like, May? April or May?
Like
2020,
yeah.
And then they pushed it back to, like, August of 2020. And then that's when they were like, well, still can't. So, like, they pushed it back to May of, like, now.
Yeah.
2021.
But, I mean, I think it was worth the wait. You don't think so, but I think so. But
I don't know if it was worth the wait.
There was definitely more hype before Black Panther, though. Like, way more hype for that movie.
Coming from somebody who... didn't know much of Black Widow's story. It was a great movie.
Oh, yeah. I don't think any of us knew much of Black Widow's story.
She was very secretive. Like, Russian...
Yeah.
They didn't, like, really delve into that.
I mean, unless you, like, really knew the comics or, like, really followed all the characters and stuff. I mean, I don't do that, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really read all the comics either.
I don't either.
Nope. I like the movies. And then when I watched the YouTube videos afterwards on explaining them, they like the comics. So they explain the...
Yeah.
Back shift, you know. Shout out new rock stars. Shout out Emergency Awesome.
Anybody heavy spoilers,
huh?
You watch Heavy Spoilers?
Heavy Spoilers. Haven't really heard of them.
Nope.
Really?
No.
But you've heard of new rock stars, huh?
Is it new rock stars or news rock stars?
I think it's new rock stars.
Okay, either one. Shout out. You know,
never heard of.
I don't
heavy
watch
spoilers.
Either of them.
Do you watch any breakdown?
No. You've never heard of Heavy Spoilers, bro? Bro, you gotta look.
Told
up,
me about this.
Bro,
before,
you gotta look
but...
up Heavy Spoilers. He was. I figured his out when he did Westworld. He did Westworld reviews, and I was like, okay. And then I started watching his. Well, he does a lot of anime ones too. Anime ones too. So like, yeah, this is nice. This is nice.
Interesting.
I mean, I enjoy anime.
I don't.
You don't?
Don't watch anime.
It's sad.
It's a good selection.
I talk to a lot of people who watch anime. I just don't.
It's a world.
Don't find interest. No interest.
It's just like a...
When I see their mouths not moving to the way the words are coming out, I don't know. It's just kind of a turn off.
Anime?
I mean, most anime, they just go, ah, ha, ha, ha.
You sing it in English.
What?
You'd be watching it in English.
If I've ever seen it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the issue, though.
I don't watch anime.
That's the issue, though. See, it's meant to be watched in Japanese.
So. With subtitles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very fun to watch.
It's subtitles. A pure form. Yeah, it's a good watch.
It's a good experience. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it almost, I don't know where I was going to go with that, actually. I don't know.
You don't have any idea?
What?
You know what else is a good watch?
What's a good watch?
I feel like our last podcast was a great watch. You know why?
Because it hasn't been promoted yet.
So only for the promotion. You know what? It will be done. It will be done. God. Before this podcast
is aired. You guys are watching this now.
Before this podcast other ones is aired.
No promotion.
The promotion will be done. But.
Will it be on this podcast?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. No. But the last podcast is a great watch because the iPhone quality that you have is superb.
Can't even cap, though. I did think that the video quality was actually worse.
Really?
Yeah, I looked at it and I was like, there's something off.
I haven't seen anything on the new phone.
I feel like I didn't wipe off the camera, though. Looking at it before, it looked really nice.
Before this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe after he'll give you like a tutorial on some shit on the phone.
You played on upgrading to it, so.
I mean,
it's a good phone. It's a good phone. Which phone do you have now?
I have the 11 Pro Max.
Oh, I see. I had the 11 Pro.
Yeah.
That's why I came from to go to that.
I was going to do the 12, but then I was like, there's not really much of a difference, so I'll wait one more year.
Yeah, see, that's how I felt.
Yeah, I still have the 7.
7 Pro? I mean, 7 Plus?
Just 7.
That's why they called it pluses back then.
When do you plan on upgrading?
I had the 7 Plus.
Pretty soon, you know.
What do you want to get?
I'm going to get a Galaxy. Nate?
Those are both roasts.
Disrespectful.
Both of us are roasts.
He said an 8. I said a Galaxy.
I've never been more disrespected in my life.
Oh my God.
I've never been more disrespected in my life.
You gotta get an 8? Galaxy. Galaxies aren't bad.
Dude, my dad actually got an 8. Or what was it? It was either a 7 Plus or an 8 Plus. For $100 cash, brand new, hadn't even been used from AT&T.
Eight plus ain't bad.
No, how much storage was it?
I don't like 32. Remember.
It was 32.
Maybe 16.
He was like, "We're gonna." He said they're gonna stop selling them so
pretty soon.
They were discounted, so he got them super cheap because he was upgrading.
I think people forget about like the XR and the X.
Mm-hmm.
You can go with one of those.
Yeah.
Or the XS.
You don't have to get the newest phone.
What even is on Apple's website right now?
I think, I know the 12, the 13,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's it.
Pretty expensive. Think that's all they're selling?
I'm pretty sure you could search it, but like when you go to iPhone, that's the only thing that it brings up.
13, 12, SE, 11.
Oh, the SE.
New camera, new specs. Everything about it.
I didn't think they still had the 11 up.
So yeah, I want that. Oh, I want that blue one, dude. Sierra blue.
If you got, you guys can't see it, but it is a Sierra blue iPhone.
It's beautiful. It's
a good 13 Pro Max.
Yeah.
Is there a 12? There's a 12, right?
Yeah, there's a 12 Pro Max. Too. The Sierra blue is a new color.
These are the phones: 13 Pro, 13, 12, SE, 11. That's what's on the Apple
website. The SE's in like the body of like a 6. But it has, like, the same specs as, like, the newest phone.
How?
Starting at 400. They just put in the same processors as the newer phones, so it runs just as well.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But
that
it's still, sense. Like, set up like it's...
$12 a month.
Yeah. Mm. What is that for?
For the SE?
Yeah, I mean, SE's not bad. It's not a bad option.
Yeah.
I think but... there's a lot they're offering right now. I really want a Mac.
A Mac?
Me too.
Yeah.
No, I think I like $1,300. I want an iPad before a Mac, though. I want the big iPad.
See, but I feel like the Mac is just like a Mac.
Yeah. Oh, you want like the big, like all-in-one PC Mac? Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. No, the laptops, I don't know. Maybe. I already have a Windows
Have you seen the new ones? The new Macs? Mm-hmm. The new iMac? Dude, they're like, when we went to Best Buy, mm-hmm. those there were super nice.
Oh, that was nice.
super nice. They're just like, they feel new.
I don't know where you would put that thing. Like,
I have a desk.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, where would I put that?
I don't know.
Move some shit.
Probably wouldn't fit.
The desk isn't that. That's that height clearance.
How big's the fucking computer?
It's pretty big. I mean, you have to think it's on a stand as well, and you can get them to be pretty big.
Yeah. Damn.
It'd be good to watch some videos on there.
It would probably fit there, unless you got the biggest one.
I would try. I would try.
Of course.
But they are pretty fast. I mean, they look pretty cool. It looks, like, fucking futuristic. Like,
oh, it looks so cool. I just bought a new computer, though. I can't be spending that kind of money, though.
What kind of computer did you get?
It's a... It was a pre-built from a place called Custom Bytes.
Mm.
It's a MSI branded.
Mm.
That's interesting.
I want to get a pre-built PC.
I spent a lot of money. I was going to build my own. You should.
Is it fun? I don't know how.
It ends up being cheaper, but you can, like, Austin LeBert.
Mm.
He can build it for you. There's plenty of people who can build it for you.
He had the Mustang, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually saw him getting my vaccine.
Really?
Did you?
I did.
Wow.
Where? We
sat there and talked. It was at Kroger.
Which one?
I believe on Westport.
Oh, right, okay. Right up there.
And you got the Moderna?
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, no. I did. Moderna game. I don't know what he got. I didn't ask
him. Are you vaxxed?
Yes, I am. I don't remember which one I am. I think I'm Pfizer.
I didn't mean to just oust Austin LeBert's vaccination status. Austin, if you're watching, I'm very sorry.
It's all good. So
HIPAA violation.
I mean, I went to Kroger. What? So did I get the same as you then?
No, you might. Who knows?
It's written on your thing.
Depends on what they were giving out.
Oh, funny thing. I lost my first card.
Oh.
So when I went to go get my second shot, they were like, all right, well, we can't legally put that you got your first shot already, so we can only put that you're getting your second one today. And I was like, shit, all right.
So what'd you have to do?
So now I just have a card with a line through the first one and then the second one signed and everything. I still don't know where that first one is.
So what is that? Does that...
I don't know how that works. I mean, they said if I find it, I can bring it back and they can put a sticker on over the line. But I don't know where mine is. It was in my car the last time I remember.
They can redo the process? Give you the first one and the second
one? Yeah, get my shot again.
I forgot mine the second time I went and got my vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
The second vaccine. And it fucking... They were like, yeah, just bring it back. We'll put the sticker on there for you. I did.
Yeah.
I just wrote it in there. They didn't even have the sticker. They just wrote it in.
I feel like it might still be in my car, just like under my seat or something where I can't see it.
But I have it on my phone.
Yeah, so yeah, he's got the app. But it's crazy. That's like the government's watching you, huh?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
GoGetVax.com?
Yeah.
That's, you can like enter your information for some reason?
It's like Facebook and all that. But it always brings me back to that, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's crazy. They can track you, but then, you know, it's very... Hold on.
Oh, you gotta quench that thirst. Always.
You're out.
Hmm? Yeah, I know. The chocolate milk. It's devastating. Chalky
milk.
Drank it a little bit too quick there.
You were on the Facebook man down? Is that where you were going? Or?
But I was, yeah. Okay. Like, they can track you and, like... But everybody relies. Not relies, but some people rely very much on Facebook.
I mean, I don't.
I don't.
But
I don't
Instagram. I do get on Instagram, which is...
not me.
Connected to Facebook.
Yeah. So, like, that was also down, you know?
But, I mean, some people rely... on Facebook and Facebook by WhatsApp, who a lot of people rely on for like work and stuff.
I don't get on WhatsApp.
Immigrants and
I use people for some stuff.
Did you say immigrants?
Immigrants and people of color and Latinos use WhatsApp.
They use WhatsApp.
For
what?
For just like, everyday talking.
Is it like underground type shit or like?
It's just what they use. Untrapping? It's what they have to use in like foreign countries and stuff. So when they come here, they just don't switch. When Facebook goes down, that goes down because they bought WhatsApp because...
That's how you can, like, communicate from country to country.
It was kind of crazy.
Easier.
Like, yeah. And everybody stopped, and it was like, whoa, holy fuck. You know, they couldn't do anything. Nobody could do anything. Mm-hmm. And then everybody just had to wait. People were sitting there fucking hopeless.
Hopeless?
They didn't know what to do. They couldn't talk to anybody. Couldn't communicate.
That sucks.
That sounds like
you do not care. I don't care about Facebook, honestly.
But so, I mean,
do you care about Facebook?
I mean, I'm not really on it that much, but it being down and affecting that many people, I mean, that's pretty messed up.
I mean, it sucks.
I did.
Sorry.
I went to Twitter.
Yeah.
I just hopped on Twitter.
Everybody was like, damn, Facebook's on Instagram. So I was like, oh, shit.
Stuck on
YouTube.
Damn,
that sucks.
TikTok.
I was already on Twitter.
YouTube, TikTok.
Yeah.
It's all day.
You don't watch YouTube Reels.
YouTube Reels.
I'll never disrespect that, man. Like, what? YouTube Reels?
The hell is that?
Hold on, wait, we're on YouTube. I'm sorry, YouTube. Oh. I'm sorry.
I mean, Reels is awesome.
Reels is good.
Reels is this revolutionary new way on YouTube.
It's way better than TikTok, videos, actually.
Like, a minute long, maybe? Maybe 3 minutes? Yeah, and into maybe that. Maybe even 6 seconds.
Yeah. Not even into that.
Yeah, you like, said you're not into that?
Nope.
God damn.
It's like the shorts. I hate that. Unless it's like Instagram shorts?
I think it might be like YouTube shorts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we are talking about shorts. What's Reels then? Is that the same thing?
Instagram.
Oh, it is Instagram. Instagram Reels. Sorry.
Instagram Reels.
And then YouTube shorts.
We were not disrespecting YouTube.
You know, I don't go on Instagram ever.
It's like, just stick to TikTok, I guess.
TikTok and YouTube are fun, though.
I just watch a lot of YouTubers. The Sidemen. Shout out.
Good Mythical Morning?
Yes, Good Mythical Morning.
Hey, okay, yeah, okay.
Shit, I don't know what else you guys could watch. What else would you guys watch? Shroud?
I don't watch that many YouTubers anymore, man.
Shroud's a streamer, though, but he hosts YouTube videos.
All my YouTubers went to Twitch.
Cool. You know what's funny? Shroud doesn't even know what videos get posted on his account.
Mm. Why not? He has an editor.
He has an editor, and what's funny is that someone that he knows, one of his friends, told him, they were joking about his outro and all his videos because it's all the same. It's him branding his own Logitech gear, and he's like, what does he say? Like keyboard, check out now or something like that. It's super funny, and he had no idea that was the outro, no idea. And he's the guy making the videos. He was like, I don't even know what my outro is. And he went to go watch his own video.
He got pranked by his own fucking editor.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if it was a prank.
It was more like he has no idea what's in these.
Yeah, he didn't know what it was.
It's just like the government controlling us.
Lizard people?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Sean, you believe in lizard people?
I actually don't.
No.
And Nolan, you don't either.
I can't say I do.
I don't necessarily believe in it as strong as what I used to.
Mm-mm.
As what I, like, I used to fully believe into
I
it.
See, I don't see how he sees this. I don't know.
But, no, think about it. Think about it. You believe in the New World Order, though, right?
I mean, what?
New World Order?
Somewhat,
Illuminati, pretty much.
I did, but like, now it's, like, far-fetched.
New World Order is pretty much the, like, highest in, like, most powerful people in the world, the richest people and like strongest and all that, they want to create one government that rules everything. Some people say it's like in the basis of like child sex schemes. Who knows? Maybe. You know, the Illuminati are most definitely out here fucking.
Who was the person with the black book or something?
Epstein?
Yeah.
Yeah, Epstein.
He was probably part of it.
That's a crazy
case. Apparently he has a book with a list of all the names of the people who were involved.
And then he got hung in his cell. No explanation. He had killed himself. I don't think he killed himself.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's all a mystery. It's all alleged.
Conspiracies.
It's a big conspiracy.
It's all alleged.
Like aliens. Like 9/11. Like
You got me.
9/11.
You got me.
But you have a custom-built PC for... Why are you laughing?
The Switch.
Custom-built PC.
You have a custom-built PC, though, right?
I'm just asking, because, like, do you play any games on it?
Yeah, I play tons of games. I play New World right now.
New World? What is that? What are you doing that?
It's an MMO. It's Amazon's new MMO.
Amazon. That's what I've heard.
Dude, it's
Amazon's
so
new
fun.
Massive multiplayer online. It's kind of like,
What's it like? RuneScape? I've heard it's like RuneScape.
Yeah, it's like RuneScape.
Yeah, actually.
It's like RuneScape. It's super fun.
So what do you do in it?
So basically, it's just a lot of grinding, a lot of skill leveling. So you're harvesting, yeah. You're cutting down trees, you're mining rocks, you're killing enemies, leveling yourself up, doing missions, main missions, side missions, faction missions, PvPing. Yeah. There's wars, invasions, so much stuff.
And you play this for how long?
I don't know how much time I've put into it. I've probably put, though, over a day of in-game time in it already, for sure.
It sounds fun. It sounds like a grindy game.
Yeah.
A lot of grindy games. It's kind of like a slow...
It's like, it reminds me of grinding in Destiny. Mm-hmm. Like in Destiny 1.
Ooh, Destiny.
Destiny was a good game.
You don't have that on your wall there?
Oh, no, I didn't play Destiny.
You didn't play Destiny?
I never played Destiny.
Damn.
I've seen people play it, though. It looks fun. It looks really fun.
And when it first came out, and it was all hyped up, it was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Seeby.
Mm-hmm.
He loved Destiny 2 as well. I didn't play Destiny 2, and I heard mixed reviews about it, but he was one of the people that I know liked it a lot, and then maybe a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't play it. Did you guys play it?
No.
I have not. I want to.
Do you play any games?
Depends. What's the concept of a game?
The what?
What's the concept of a game?
Of New World?
No, just of a game.
Oh, of a game?
What do you consider a game?
A video game?
Well,
something played on a console of some sort?
Not really.
No?
Not really.
I feel like a board could work as well.
Board game?
Like Clue.
I haven't got a clue.
We'll just learn how to play that tonight. It's a pretty fun game.
Played it.
It's pretty fun.
I won.
Did you?
You did.
I did win.
Oh, yeah.
I did win.
Scarlet
with the dagger in the hall.
In the hall. And, you know, it's a very fun game. I never played it, really. I played it online, but I never played it on a board in person. Uh-huh. And it's really fun.
It is fun.
I'm glad I learned.
It's fun to see and get all the clues from other people. Huh. Clue. Get it?
Very investigative. It's very investigative. Very, very investigative. Nice.
You really gain a clue.
That's the second time you used that joke in like less than 2 minutes.
No, I used a different.
It's the same.
You can go back. You can go back. It's different.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't have a clue.
That's a good one.
You have a clue as to what you're doing for Halloween?
What are you doing for Halloween?
Maybe dressing up. Walking around with my niece, Halloween.
Oh, fair, that's
cute.
Fair,
tree. Fair. That's cute.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Do you like a costume, maybe?
I had someone invited me to a party, but I don't know if I'm going to go yet.
Why not?
If not, I'll probably just stay home and throw our kind of like our own little house party with a couple people.
That's always fun.
One of my friends said I should be Ozzy Osbourne.
Ooh.
I think I agree.
I could see it.
Why?
I could see it.
Ozzy.
Yeah. I mean, if I get the wig, get it all.
Circle glasses,
the hat.
Maybe, yeah. I see it.
And your girlfriend's going to be Sharon?
I don't know. She wanted to do something with me, but I don't know what we would do yet. It's still up in the air.
Yeah.
May have to do both. May have to rock them both in one night, you know?
What was that?
Start off as Ozzy.
Yo, don't hear him, Nolan, man. Come on.
What was what? I don't know.
He threw some shit.
I didn't throw anything, actually.
Start off as
I think you're seeing shit.
I might be.
I do too.
My microphone definitely heard it. Listen. You fucking threw some shit, alright?
I didn't throw anything.
I heard it.
I didn't throw anything. Check the cameras.
I heard a ding. Check the fucking cameras.
Okay. What did you say, Nolan? You said Ozzy Osbourne did that.
He did do it. So, what's the Ozzy Osbourne? You said you're going to start as Ozzy, and then, progressively throughout the night, you're going to change your costume?
Maybe. Maybe change from Ozzy to something else.
There you go.
I don't know, maybe.
Darth Vader.
Emo Spider-Man,
man. Some options. Some options here.
Macaroni and cheese.
One whole noodle?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of noodle?
What?
This tells me a lot about you. What's your favorite kind of
noodle? Go ahead, Sean.
Pool.
Pool noodle. That was funny.
Edible noodles.
Never had one. Never had a noodle.
You've never had a pasta noodle?
No. No.
Dead serious.
Never had
one. He is 100% dead serious. What's
really?
What's the ones that, like, they go in? They're like
a bow tie?
Yeah.
You like bow tie?
Is that what it's... I don't think that's what it's called.
They have the little spikes on the ends and it goes in?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bow tie.
Is it called... Are you sure it's not like...
It's called bow tie.
What's rigatoni?
Rigatoni is the long ones that have like a tube through them. That's a...
Whoa.
That was, I did that.
That was insane.
That's penne. Rigatoni is, I think that's the swirly one.
The spiral?
The spiral. Yeah, I think
those are good too.
I think that's rigatoni. I could be wrong.
Is ravioli considered a pasta?
I think so.
Ravioli is also pretty fire.
I like angel hair pasta as well.
Ooh. What is those?
Very, very thin noodles.
Oh, thin noodles?
You eat a lot at once.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, those are
what. It's kind of like the sensation of eating mini M&Ms.
Mm. Oh.
Compared to regular M&Ms.
Where did you have this at?
What? What, angel hair pasta?
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I had it was in like a little pre-made pack of like Knorr pasta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sounds anyway, funny. Pasta.
I mean, yeah. It's a very...
Where did the pasta conversation come from?
I don't know.
We asked about...
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, I don't know why I asked, because something was said by Noodle.
You said...
But,
You said macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah. I said I would dress up as a noodle, and I was like, yeah.
Pasta.
But you said it would tell you a lot about us.
What did that tell you?
You said it would tell us a lot about us.
I feel like each person can be described by the kind of noodle
what's
that they
the difference? Choose.
And what did you learn?
What's the deal? Yeah, let's because you said it. Let's explain.
Well, you have never had pasta, so I mean,
I guess I'm exempt.
I mean, you need to be like out of here. I know you live here, but
or I try them. And
try them
where
on
do
the
you
podcast.
Try them.
Try, no, I said or I try them and determine which is the favorite, and then get judged.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, some noodles suck. Like rigatoni, I'm not the biggest fan of rigatoni.
Exactly. Oh.
I mean,
it wasn't my first, so it's all good.
Hey, it's okay. I don't know. Maybe I just dislike you because of your noodle.
Okay.
That came out a little wrong.
Okay.
What is your noodle, huh?
What? I told you.
What?
Angel hair?
Oh, angel hair. Angel hair.
It's like the popcorn.
Is that a popcorn?
Like mini M&Ms.
Hmm?
It's like mini M&Ms.
I said it's like the mini M&Ms to regular M&Ms. It's the
like
skinnier
popcorn.
Of regular spaghetti pasta. This is the minier version.
Interesting.
It tastes really good.
Yeah.
Is it like crunchy?
No.
Why would it be
pasta's
crunchy?
Not crunchy. Pasta's
what?
Soft when you cook it.
What?
It's crunchy before
raw,
you boil
yeah.
it. Yes.
You could eat those.
Yeah,
like
I mean, I wouldn't
some people,
eat
some people
if you want
them.
To eat raw pasta. I
mean. Some, they do sometimes. Like in, you haven't seen Squid Games, but
yeah.
In Squid Games, the old man, and they ate the...
ramen packet.
Yeah, they ate that pasta hard. But they like
people do that
they put stuff
the
on top
packet.
Of it. And then in prison, they do that to yeah. make like, when they make like prison tacos,
mm-hmm.
They use those and they'll use like Doritos and they'll crush that all up.
Oh, prison tacos.
You ever watch videos of prisoners making prison tacos?
No.
I've heard of it, but I have not seen it.
Yeah.
I have heard of it, though.
Apparently it's like not terrible.
Really?
But like when you're in prison, that's like the best thing you can get.
Like if we made it out here, it'd be like, it's not really that good. But I mean, yeah, you have to think what you're getting served in prison.
Hey, I'm in prison. I'm getting fucked every day.
I actually saw a video recently of the Sidemen reacting to
prison,
different prison meals around the world.
Oh, they should go say riots.
No,
different prison riots.
Yeah. Dude, some prisons get really good meals and like really good accommodations.
In Sweden?
And yeah, like they get
they
TVs
have, like,
in their.
Yeah.
In their jail cells with like couches, like it's crazy.
So then, America
Switzerland
is the only place that really
not really
their
the
prisoners
only, not really
like
the
shit.
No.
America is one of the better ones.
Not the only. If you go to a prison in like South America, or even like Asia,
no, somewhere
of,
like Asian countries.
Yeah, there's
are
a
mad.
Lot of bad ones in Asia. I think there's one in like Thailand, might be Taiwan. It's one of those two. It's like it's pretty bad.
Better be sure on that. I'm going to have to look that up.
Look it up.
There's a lot of, And they don't, like, their stuff that they get put in prison for is, like, be pretty small.
Mm-hmm. But
like
it could be big sentences.
Or some shit. Go to prison.
Damn.
For, like,
pretty fucked up.
10 years.
Yep.
But, like, speaking of the world. Speaking of.
Okay.
World geography?
The geographical.
Yeah. Landscape.
Landscape of the world.
What do you want to talk about with that?
Especially the United States.
Trees.
You know. four seasons. It's such a diverse landscape that we have in the United States. And
areas.
The fact that we have big-ass cities like New York, like you walk in, or Chicago, you walk in there, you look up at his fucking skyscrapers all around, and then you can go to the west, and there's a desert. Like, literally, like, 150, 120 degrees a day, fucking, and then 90 degrees below at night, and it's fucking crazy. Like, at night, like, to think how big the United States is geographically, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have environments that are nuts, like, you know, the compared US to the rest of the world.
It's actually smaller than it's portrayed on the map.
It is very...
By the normal map.
Yeah. But, like, the United States itself is, like, huge.
Though. Yeah, no, it's still huge.
But, like, the Eurocentric map makes everything to the west seem, like, a lot bigger. Like, Mexico is a lot smaller. And then, if you took Mexico...
And put it over map, on, like, Russia, it'd be huge.
But then if you took it over and, like, put it over Alaska, it looks so small. But then, that's not how it is in real life at all.
Yeah.
Mexico's huge compared to Alaska.
But, yeah. Geography's weird.
It's very nice.
Geography's crazy.
It's crazy. Oregon's beautiful.
Mm.
Oregon coast.
I love hiking. Have you been to Red River Gorge?
Yes. What?
Where'd you go in Oregon?
It's a very small city in southern Oregon called Brookings, Oregon. It's right on the coast.
And how close is that to Portland's, like, central?
Portland's more northern. It's probably, like, 10-hour drive.
Mm-hmm. Where's Eugene?
It's literally from bottom to top, essentially. Eugene's kind of in the middle.
Yeah. Eugene and Portland's the only two.
So. I think actually Eugene's, like, the middle of Oregon, not just the coast.
That's where the University of Oregon is. Also Nike headquarters.
I could be wrong, though. I know...
Actually, Nike headquarters, it might be Portland. I think it's in Eugene.
Nike headquarters, huh?
So what do you think
of... Adidas more. Anyway.
Throw that in there before...
Chucks over stripes.
So what do you think of, like, Red River Gorge versus Oregon?
What do you mean? Which one do I prefer?
Nature-wise, geographically.
Is it nice? 1,000% Oregon over Red River.
Yeah, really?
1,000%.
That just seems better.
Oh, my God. Seeing gigantic redwood trees all around you and walking down the coast and seeing giant rock formations in the ocean. I can't even imagine. Getting high as...
You know, like, shit. Northern California? Because
it's legal.
Yeah.
So, it's beautiful.
Huh? Northern California?
Northern California.
Did I ever show you pictures of me in Oregon?
I think so. You showed...
Oh,
I think last time you were here.
I think I started showing you some. I went too far up.
You got a lot of pictures.
I do.
It's a very pretty place. Like, unbelievably pretty. Like,
what, you talking about Red River Gorge?
Yeah, like, just America. The world.
I passed, didn't I?
The trees, the landscapes that it's built.
I didn't hear it.
Over thousands of years, millions of years. It's nuts. It's nuts to see it. The place and time that we live in. It's crazy to see what's been created.
See my favorite beach.
It's nuts.
Almost makes me think about hats.
Hats?
How's that fucking make you think about hats?
That's the coast?
That was one of the coasts we hiked to.
Looks like that's an pretty. Island, one of those, like, remote islands. When you're, like, in a movie, and you're like, how do I...
Looks like an old...
I don't know if y'all will be able to see it, but... That
never,
is the picture.
Never done that before.
It's an attempt. It's an attempt.
It's an attempt.
Hey, and maybe it'll show up. Maybe it won't.
First time ever.
It probably didn't focus. So I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, maybe. That's okay.
But
is he refocused on us?
Maybe.
It's an iPhone 13 Pro Max. So hopefully. That is the top dog in iPhones now. So
yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting one with a hat.
What kind of hat are you thinking about?
Oh my God. You know,
what kind of hats are good on?
I'm a real dad hat type of guy, you know?
What is that?
A real, like, similar
to curved bill?
Yeah, kind of like similar to that. Similar to that.
Curved bill? Yeah, that's me too. I'm not a flat bill kind of guy.
No, flat bills. You wear a flat bill, you might be a loser.
maybe back in middle school.
Back in 2011.
Yeah, that was like flat bill days. I got some flat bills.
Horrible option now. Horrible option.
Snapbacks.
Snapbacks.
Horrible option.
Like, what are you doing?
I like a good beanie.
Beanies are nice. Beanies are nice.
I like a good
like a toboggan.
You know,
What's the ones with the ball on? Is that still a toboggan?
Beanie, it's a toboggan.
That's a beanie.
Beanie boggin?
Do you call it a beanie or a toboggan?
Well, I think a beanie's thin.
It's a beanie.
I think toboggans.
I think a toboggan is a bit, it's a winter.
When you fold up.
Toboggans are like really thick ones. Yeah, I would say. Yeah. But I would just call them all beanies most of the time.
I like fedoras.
Fedoras are okay. Sombreros.
Sombreros are cool. Yeah.
I wore one of those
cowboy hats.
It's a Mission hat. Funny enough, I love Mission brand. Shout out Mission, bro. Please
sponsor him.
Sponsor me. I want your shit. It's like cooling hats, so you soak it in cool water, and it keeps it your hat cool for hours.
And is this meant for the golf course?
It's meant for, like, any outdoor stuff. Mm. Like, I went camping, and I brought one. It was, like, one of those floppy hats.
Oh, okay.
But you can pin it up on the sides.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Went kayaking with
it. That sounds like a solid hat.
Yeah.
Good protection from the sun?
Yeah.
Hats are nice.
No sunburns up here.
Whoever invented the hat?
A blessing.
I hope they were rich. I hope they were rich.
Because my hair's a wreck right now.
Almost like the umbrella.
You'd be seeing this right now if it wasn't for this.
In what way? In
cumbersome.
Kind of like clothes in general, yeah?
Yeah, actually.
Imagine being alive before clothes were made.
And just walking around like regular.
How the fuck did they make the first shirt? You think the first person who had the first shirt was like...
That's probably crazy though, right?
I wonder if people looked at him weird. Like, man, you're wearing stuff on you? You're crazy. Dumbass. We don't wear clothes. We don't wear items on us.
What would that be like nowadays, huh?
What?
What would be the equivalent of that?
Just without
clothes. If clothing wasn't invented and we were just walking around with no clothes?
Yeah.
it would be something alien to us now, I feel like.
Something
that would shock us.
If it went from what it is now to that, the world would go crazy.
Nothing would shock us. Except if it's
weird.
If it was normal, though, I mean, we wouldn't be...
You're walking on 2 feet. Everything's schlinging. It's crazy. It's crazy.
But if you were already... But if that was normal to you, like, that's all you grew up with.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see
it. Almost like a nudist community.
Yeah.
Most of them, they get used to...
What, do you want to be in a nudist community?
No, not at all.
You know,
there's actually nudist beaches.
There is.
Do you want to be at a nudist beach or in a nudist
I wouldn't mind. Like,
I'm going to visit one.
But I think nudist beach, there's a lot of perverts that go to nudist beach.
Probably.
I mean, obviously people go to see other people.
Yeah.
I mean
that's kind of weird to go somewhere and
energy, the vibe.
Just want to see somebody naked.
Yeah.
You could go on the internet.
But I mean, I think they're also...
People have sex and do stuff like that on...
That's true.
That's probably a good swinger location, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, probably go in there.
We'll have to look up the rules on nudist beaches.
No fucking.
It's probably not allowed.
You never know.
Number one rule, no fucking.
You never know.
There probably is a rule for it, but people probably more than likely still do it.
Yeah, most def. It's like most rules.
Yeah, rule breaking.
Ah, yeah.
Are you okay? Oh, yeah.
No, I was just thinking about the hat generation.
Yeah. Hats, I mean... Construction hats?
What?
Very cool.
Oh, like, like a hard hat? Oh, hard hats? I almost said top hat.
Where are you wearing a hard hat?
You know, I'm just around. Who doesn't wear construction hats sometimes? Safety.
I don't have one.
Me.
You don't have one?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
I recently acquired... A traffic cone recently.
Huh? Did you steal it?
No, I acquired it.
He acquired it through various means.
Yeah,
borrowed it.
I borrowed it.
Wow.
He borrowed it from.
I don't know. I don't know when I'll give it back. But
was it like a? Was it like a? One it was of those new it was, highway ones.
It was like the
no
the
skinny ones.
It was the skinny one.
Yeah,
the skinny one. I wanted just a regular cone, but you know what? That's all that was offered to me at the time. Of need.
I'm very interested as to where you got this from, actually.
I'd rather not say the location.
Yeah, maybe. Probably not.
Okay, but it was on the street?
In a parking lot.
Parking lot.
Okay.
Parking lot.
Yeah.
Here's the location.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You know? What did you
No one was around.
Is it, like, decor now? Or is it, like...
Well, it's just sitting in our living room.
Oh.
Our roommate wants to spray paint it black and have people use, like... a white Sharpie and sign it as they come and visit, but my girlfriend does not want that to happen. No.
I don't know about that plan.
It's like a... They're like real... Those are a lot more fun.
It's more like...
The bottom, it's like a big big octagon with a pole about... Oh, sorry, I hit the mic. A pole about this big. And it just gets a little bit smaller up until the top, and then it has, like, kind of a hook on the top.
A lot of those are, like, all used. Yeah.
They're all used.
Yeah. What are you looking at there?
Audio-only users.
What are you looking
at? We would like to apologize for the hit on the microphone.
Why are you doing that?
I just, you know, just to make, you know.
Because I did tap the mic.
If I say, you know, Audible-only users on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
I hope we can get this promoted. You know, I really do.
Again, with the shade.
Hey, almost like the last
sponsors. Sponsor them. They deserve it.
I think we deserve some sponsors. I don't know who would sponsor
us. I'll take small sponsors. I don't need anything big.
Louisville Tap.
Nothing big. Chipotle.
McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, maybe
actually,
Twitch.
Actually, Qdoba. Have you had Chipotle?
Oh, Qdoba over Chipotle any day.
How many times have you had Chipotle in your life?
Maybe twice.
Zero.
No, I can't lie like that. I did have it for a couple times for lunch while I was working at one of my past jobs.
I've only had it once, and it was in Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Burrito.
I like their bowls.
They have a Mexican Coke.
Bowls. Oh, dude, have you had... Mexican Coke? Have you had a Mexican Coke?
But it's
Coke?
Not actually from Mexico, though.
It's not, but it's how they make it in
so
Mexico.
What's the...
It's has pure cane sugar.
I told you about the pure cane sugar.
Dude,
pure
it's so
cane
much...
Sugar? Oh, my
it's
God.
It's so much better. Dude, so much better.
Pure cane sugar is, like, on a different level from actual sugar. Because it's, like... It's, like, straight, like, from...
No lie, if you were down, I will go up to the gas station and see if they have one so you could try one.
I think...
It is so fun.
Is it called grenadine in other places?
No, grenadine is a liqueur, mixer drink.
Most
of...
It's
a red mixer.
I had that in my Coke.
Pure cane sugar is used with a lot of Hispanic, like, people. Mm-hmm. Like, my...
A lot of Hispanic drinks have cane sugar.
My friend's brother's fiance, she... Uses pure cane
sugar. Your cousin's
sugar.
Cat's brother's uncle.
But that's where I encountered the pure cane sugar. Because I was like, y'all got any sugar? Let's get some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
And all they have is pure cane sugar. Put that on there.
You're like, huh, what's this?
Changed my
dude.
Life.
Dude, fantastic. Changed.
It has the texture of like brown sugar, but then it tastes like so much better.
It's so much sweeter. Like more of a natural sweet.
It's good. Let's try it.
It is good. Shout out to the pure cane sugar.
Yes, exactly.
You know, y'all are really doing it big out there.
Yeah.
Did you say QVC?
I said shout out Cubans.
Oh,
shout out Cubans.
Cubans.
If there are any Cubans watching.
I like Cubans.
Hasta la bandera la cubana.
Me llamo Lawrence.
Hola.
Hi.
A little Spanish, you know, multilingual.
Como estas. I'm learning Spanish from my new job, but not
that's
a lot.
Good.
I'm not learning Spanish.
I'm just learning, like,
trying to learn
foods.
German. What?
I want to learn German so bad.
German.
I don't have the patience.
I did it on Duolingo for about 2 weeks. Got tired of it.
And stopped
going back. Still got the app, though. Still got the app on my phone.
I had Duolingo. I don't know if I still have it or not.
Still send me notifications saying, you haven't done your German today. I'm like, yeah.
You just mute it every day?
I just click.
I have not done my German. I will not do my German.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get back to it. Don't worry.
That's good.
I mean, hey, it's pretty fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
They do make it, like, fun. It's nice. It's a good way to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I would recommend it.
If you're really wanting to learn a new language.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is that one? Rosetta Stone?
Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
That's
the one that everybody uses.
Is that one good?
I haven't
used it. Apparently, I guess. I don't know.
Everyone uses it, so it must be, right?
I guess.
I mean, conform with the majority.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's dead.
So, I mean, I feel like this was a pretty successful podcast.
Yeah, that was
a
good one. It was a good talk.
It was good.
It was just like the other one. And I'm glad that we actually have this one.
I wish we would have had that.
This first one's great.
That was still a good conversation. The other conversations were good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
But I mean,
it's okay.
We take what we get and we make it what we can.
Exactly.
And we make this one the best that we've had with you.
Watch
and
me get out of this.
I think this one.
Not recorded.
Yeah, again.
And it's fucking not.
That would suck.
If you guys are seeing this, obviously it's recorded.
It is recorded.
Hopefully.
And if you're seeing this promotion, podcast is out. Go ahead and watch it on YouTube. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yes, everywhere. Podcasts are found. Was that the promotion for... What was that the promotion for?
For when it comes out. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, bye, guys.
What?
What am I saying? What am I saying?
You already watched the Thank podcast.
You. Oh, watch the podcast. Watch yeah, it's on now.
Watch it. Like, sure. Comment, subscribe.
I just subscribed myself. So hell yeah. I will be watching.
You will be watching this. I will be watching. You can also do it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
If you're Apple, if you want to just while you're yeah, working out, just pop it in.
I'll more than likely do either YouTube or Apple Podcast.
I do either one.
Because I don't have Spotify.
I don't
need it. I need to get it, though.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. Spotify is superior. And we can agree on that.
I mean, there's just certain aspects of Spotify that I like more.
Yeah, there is some. I'm not going to lie. But
anyway, that's a topic for another podcast.
Yeah, it is. But, this was podcast number, Sean Lawrence Bedtimes was Sean Lawrence number 11. It was 11. Last one was 10. We didn't do anything. We didn't, it was double digits. You know, it was kind of crazy. We actually did this for 10 times. Pretty nuts. And now we're doing an 11th time.
Neglect. Hope to get to 100. Thank you.
Hey.
Thanks for watching. Catch you next time. Bad Times with Sean Lawrence.
Peace out. See you next time.